This is KUT. The Austin City Council could take up a resolution on drainage fees at today's meeting. The city collects that money from residents and uses it to mitigate flooding, erosion, and water pollution. Sure, sounds boring, but if you live in a condo or apartment complex, you might want to listen. As KUT's Saida Hassan reports, one council member is trying to revise that fee system, but it's a complicated process.
For much of her life as a homeowner, Joanne Reams never noticed the drainage charge on her monthly utility bill. That was until the city revised the system in 2015. Reams says the monthly fee for her condo complex suddenly increased by more than $2,000. The city sends that bill to her homeowners association, then it's split among the neighbors.
Our property management is being billed for that, and then we reimburse them. And we'd just like for it to be billed back to each homeowner.
The fee increase came as a shock to Reams and her neighbors, many of whom are seniors on fixed incomes. Residents brought their concerns to Councilmember Jimmy Flanagan, who's penned a resolution aimed at making the billing system for drainage fees more transparent. He also wants to find a way to offer relief to residents who are having trouble paying.
I wanted to make sure that this issue was daylighted because I've certainly had constituents concerned.
Here's how the new system works. Instead of charging residents a flat drainage fee, the city now calculates their charges based on the amount and percentage of impervious cover on the property.
Impervious cover is basically anything man-made that doesn't allow penetration of stormwater runoff into the ground. And so typically people think of that as driveways, sidewalks, pavement, that sort of thing.
That's Saul Nucitelli with Austin's Watershed Protection Department. He says residents who live in a single-family home are still charged individually. The city divides the bill evenly for those who live in a duplex, triplex, or fourplex. In the case of larger properties like apartment buildings or strip malls, the entire bill goes to the property owner. They decide how to split drainage charges up among various tenants. And Nucitelli says there's no way for tenants to look up those calculations. The city doesn't track that data after billing the property owner.
The city is able to understand how much impervious cover is on the property, but what the city doesn't have information on is the proportion of area that's occupied by any given unit.
Which brings us back to Councilmember Flanagan's resolution. He wants to explore whether it's possible to divide the fee equally between tenants as opposed to billing the property owner. Stemming from that, Flanagan wants to see if it's possible to give discounts to seniors and people on fixed incomes. Flanagan had planned to introduce the item at today's council meeting, but he's planning on delaying it for now. He wants to be sure those discounts are allowed under state law before returning with an updated resolution. Saida Hassan, KUT News.